Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is The Magical Land of Yeld. And I have the masterminds behind this awesome game. I have Nick and Jake with me. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for taking time out of course, probably the one of the busiest times of your life right now. Kickstarters always seem to do that, but I appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Yeah, running a Kickstarter is really like a full-time job.
It pretty much is like that. I've heard that.
Truly, truly hectic.
Well, why don't you guys tell us a little bit more about yourselves?
Well, sure, yeah. Well, my name's Nick. I am a game designer. I've been designing games for about 10 years now, so since I was about 16 years old. This is probably my third or fourth actual project that I have published. I've had so many games that I just haven't quite gotten out to publish, but the ones that I've done with Jake are often the ones that we can actually pull together and get out there. I would say that Yeld is probably the biggest project that we've ever worked on, and I know that it's been a huge learning experience for me. And I hope it's been, similar for Jake, just because of how long we've been doing it.
Yeah, but Yeld is really different from any game we've made before. For the last 5 years, I've been making a webcomic called Modest Medusa, and that is largely where a lot of the background from Yeld came from. And so the game is... Well, Modest Medusa is set in the world of the magical land of Yeld, but I think a lot of my readers, of course, learned about Yeld for the first time from my comic. Before I was doing that comic, though, Nick and I both used to make much smaller games that were more focused and more about singular experiences. So Yeld is a much bigger project for us.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I'll be honest, I haven't heard of Yeld, but ever since I saw it on the Kickstarter, I've been trying to consume as much of this world as I possibly can get my hands on. I love the artwork, I love the concept. It's a lot of fun to in this world that you guys have created.
Hey, thanks so much. I want to tell your listeners a little bit about it.
Yeah.
The idea is that you play a group of children who find a magical door, much like, a Narnia-style door. And it leads them to this really nice, really pretty magical world. And they have a few adventures there, and they really enjoy it, and they're having a lot of fun. But one day they go home, or they try to go home, and they find the door is locked, and it won't open up. And that's when they discover that Yeld isn't the nice, pretty place they always thought it was. It's actually a dark and kind of evil land ruled by this vampire prince. And the only way they're going to ever get home again is if they go on a quest to find these seven hidden keys that are protected by these monsters known as the Hunters of Yeld. So it's a game that kind of follows a Legend of Zelda-style pattern of seeking out these bosses, these giant boss monsters, and going on a quest to gather their Triforce-like loot and put it all together so you can finally go home again.
Okay, good. Take a breath. No,
that's the pitch. We've been saying that to people for so long.
I know. It's like it's the classic elevator pitch. Be like, what do you guys do? Well, let me tell you.
Exactly. That is definitely a big part of selling this game is that, classic, the elevator pitch for sure. It's, how much can we get out there? How much information can we get to you in such a short period of time? Each piece is just so important to the puzzle and it makes it, a fun and exciting game as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, we also want to be telling people that it's a game that plays very much like a cross between The Legend of Zelda and Final Fantasy Tactics. We always want to be telling people all the little fun parts of the game, that you can play a dog, that you can fight a chainsaw unicorn, stuff like that.
Yeah, so with the Magical Land of Yeld, you talk about how it's a game that for all ages. Now, elaborate that to me, because that really perked my interest, because I actually have kids and I would love to play a role-playing type game with them. Maybe that's not as intensive as Dungeons and Dragons or something like that, but so tell us, Can younger kids play this, and how young?
Sure, yeah. So I would say it depends on your kid, of course. I mean, it depends on how far along they are, how much they can actually interact with storytelling. But I would say 7, maybe even 6 being the youngest, and of course going up from there. But a very comfortable age for your younger children, and a system that allows them to understand it in simple ways, to get the rules clearly across to them through, you know, like visual learning, which I think is a big part of learning as a child. And I think these things, you know, help you learn as a kid. It helps you learn how to build stories, and I think that actually helps you in your life as well.
The first time I got a hold of a Dungeons & Dragons book, I was about 7 years old, and it was from the public library, and I didn't understand it was a game. It looked like a textbook.
Yeah, it just
really
looked cool.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a little story in the front of it about a group of guys trying to work their way down a hallway and get through the traps, and I didn't understand that that was the players playing the game. I just thought that it was a weird story. It was years before I actually tried a role-playing game, and I really wish there had been a game that I could have tried when I was younger. So with Yeld, it's not necessarily a game that a group of, you know, 6-year-olds could sit down and play together, but it is a game that you could, you know, hold a kid's hand and show them how to play, and they could fully participate.
So how does the game play work out? Is it based off of like the D20 system, or how would you go about playing?
Well, we've custom built a system. Nick and I are very, very much big believers in the idea that the best way to make a game about something is to make a game for that thing. So in our game, in Yeld, we have a simple dice system that allows you to interact with combat and interact with the things in the world. But the main part of the game is the storytelling aspect, the idea that for the first session of the game, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be the game master and guide you through a story. And at the end of that session, the rest of the players are going to say, here's what we'd like in the next session, and then a new player is going to take over that and take a turn being game master. So we're going to tell these stories together and build our adventures in Yeld together.
No, that's cool. I like that concept, and it just makes me excited to, you know, want to try the game, you know, with my kids and whatnot. But as we're recording today, you guys still have a good month, or you have 26 days to go on the Kickstarter. It's set to end on August 29th, and you guys are already successfully funded, so congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much.
So,
we're really excited.
Yeah.
It's been just a crazy ride with the Kickstarter so far.
Well, I know, and it's just got to feel really good to have that support right away, and you still have a month left to go, and you're like, oh, we made it.
Yeah, we were really expecting it to be an uphill struggle, but we were funded in almost the first 48 hours. So now we have a great opportunity to present stretch goals and say, here is something really cool we'd like to do with the game. Help us fund it. Our first stretch goal was introducing the dog as a playable character to the game, and that was funded very quickly. Our next stretch goal introduces the chainsaw unicorn as a boss encounter, and that's a character from the Modest Medusa comic that we're really excited to bring in. So we have a lot of really neat plans.
Yeah, that's super exciting. And, you know, it's got, like I said, it's awesome to feel that support from the community, and which, you know, Kickstarter is obviously about, but obviously you probably have some followers from your comics and other things that are coming to the Kickstarter as well.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of really enthusiastic followers and readers from my comics, but also Nick and I were very pleased to see that a lot of people who have enjoyed our games in the past have been very eager to support us, and we both really appreciate that.
Definitely. So we know that the game is getting made, and that is super exciting. So when the campaign ends, pretty much at the end of August, when do you guys hope to have the game out to the backers, and do you guys plan on bringing it to retail?
I thought Nick was going to jump in there.
Sorry, my mic cut out a bit there. So I would say, yeah, I don't know what that was about. No problem, though. So I would say, yeah, right after we're done, we still, of course, have some assets to take care of. Of course, there's some art that Jake has to do. So much art. he's been working every day, every night, just getting as much of it done. Like, every day he sends me a document that's like, here's some new art, you can post it whenever, you know, just getting it out there. Of course, there's some, you know, some editing we still have to take care of, a little bit of proofreading, and then, of course, the layout. Once this is all taken care of, which we hope to take care of very quickly, we want to get the PDF out there to people, right? We want to get the game that people bought out there so they can start playing it now before they're going to get their physical copies, right? So this will be around the same time we're sending that to the printer.
So we're looking at having the PDF out by the end of the year, or sooner if possible, and then the book to people in the first quarter of next year.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And do you want to bring it to game stores all around the area?
Yeah. No, we'd love 100%. To. That's one of the goals with our Kickstarter, is to do a large enough print run to at least put it into distribution in a small way. And, you know, if we're lucky, there'll be enough interest that we can sell through our initial print run and do a second print run for larger distribution.
That's fantastic. It's super exciting, and I bet people will look at it. I mean, it already has a drawing factor right away. Your art is fantastic, which is a great way to draw people in initially. You know, some people say don't judge a book by its cover, but oftentimes people look at the front cover of a book and they're like, I don't know about this. but having a great, you know, great art and everything, and with a Kickstarter, one of the greatest things that you could do for a Kickstarter is having good art and a good video, and you know those things are what draw people in. So you guys you're on the right track. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I wouldn't necessarily say that our video is great. That was probably our biggest struggle putting this Kickstarter together.
Well, neither of us are video people. It was a little bit of a challenge.
Well, that's okay. The art makes up for it, right?
Hopefully.
There you go. Well, I really appreciate you guys taking time out of, obviously, your busy schedule doing the Kickstarter, Jake doing all the art and everything. So thank you once again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I'm totally back to work as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, why don't you tell...
We're working on our...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
We're working on our new update right now. I'll have it out in the next, you know, hour for the White Mage.
Hey, sweet.
So stay tuned for that.
That's exciting. So why don't you tell people more where they can find out more about the magical land of Yeld and more about Modest Medusa?
Well, you can find out everything you would want to know about Modest Medusa at modestmedusa.com or about a dozen other sites on the internet. Simply searching Modest Medusa will do that. Our Kickstarter is, of course, The Magical Land of Yeld, and that is on Kickstarter.com right now.
Awesome. And we'll have links in the show notes so people can check that out. And once again, guys, thank you, and good luck with the rest of the Kickstarter and everything else afterwards.
Thanks so much.
Thank you too, man.
All right, and thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.